Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellis, and it is Wednesday, September 28th, 2011.
Episode 7.21, the Week 4 preview show, Jeffrey.
Oh my gosh, Week 4 is here. Where is this season gone? Steven, each day has its list of things that we have to do to get ready.
Yes.
And I tell you, when I get to Tuesday night and I have to make my picks and they have to be in by 9:30.
Yes.
I start already.
I cracked the whip on Jeff yesterday. 9:30. Get him in.
And I did. And that was fine. But the whole family is sitting. We're sitting at dinner last night. And the whole family's like, yeah, this week's just going by so slowly. I'm like, for you. It's going to be Sunday before I know
it. A quarter of the season will be over.
Oh,
after
now you're freaking
Monday
the regular season.
Yes.
The regular season.
The regular season after Monday Night Football.
And bye weeks start right after that.
Yes.
And my goodness, we're going to be at Atlanta.
This is the final week with no byes.
This is the final week of normal
we're
for us,
Steven. We're going Sunday Night Football, Week 5, Packers-Falcons.
Then we're home for a few days, then we go to London.
London already?
London.
Oh, we're only wow!
Yeah, you
that's
realize
week seven.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah, Lions and Tigers and Bills. Oh my.
Oh my. Yes. Real quickly, we'll knock out some NFL news. D'Angelo,
let's start with this.
Okay.
Sport Cafe, 22 October, 8 p.m. It's now been branded the Xbox.
Wait a minute, 22 October, what, you got to give
I'm
it to...
I'm talking for the English friends
okay.
over there.
So,
22 October.
Because they can't figure out October 22nd.
No, they can't.
Really?
They're really slow. There's a reason that we were able to break off from them, Steven. They're dim-witted. A whole lot of them, they're
you
dim-witted.
You are horrible. And they're going to come now and try and, like, bust a cap in us and stuff.
They don't have guns. See, they're dim-witted.
Yo, Chris.
This is my point.
Yo, Chris, we're going to need a little extra security, buddy.
Going to need some backup.
Need some backup.
Need some backup.
Skybox
at the Sport Cafe.
Sports Cafe, October 22nd.
Send us.
Or 22 October, as Jeffrey wants to say.
I just want to help people. I just want to make things easy.
If you want to come
we need
Saturday
RSVP.
Night. Before, this is the Saturday before the Wembley game.
The night before
on Sunday,
Wembley.
The night before. We usually stay out late.
Really late.
Probably shouldn't this year, but
we
are.
Will.
And we're actually going to be coming. We're going to be earlier. We're going to be doing something else with Buck fans.
The Bucks UK fans.
Yes, and we're going to hang out with them for a little bit. Then we're going to head over to the Sports Cafe. We've got the same place we had last year.
It was called the Skybox last year. It's called the Xbox.
It's called the Xbox, yes.
So apparently Microsoft taking over the world.
Absolutely.
Yusuf got involved there.
It was Yusuf's fault. And so we're going to be chilling. It's going to be good. I love it there.
Oh, yeah. It's a great week.
It is the only time I allow myself to have an alcoholic beverage or two.
Because he's across the Atlantic and he figures his family will never find out.
And what happens in London stays in London.
That's Vegas.
Vegas. Okay. All right. Well, there you go. Anyways, Jeffrey.
We get to London more than Vegas these days. So
that's true. Quickly, Jeffrey. Tony Sperano on the hot seat.
You're
yes or
Tony
no?
Tony Sperano.
Is he on the hot seat? Yes or no?
Oh, heavens, yes. When they go 0-4 into their bye week,
yes.
They're going to come unglued in South Beach.
Isn't it always bad when the owner, Stephen Ross, he did this week, came out and gave him the dreaded nod of approval.
Vote of confidence
yes.
for this week.
Oh, for this week.
His job is safe. His job is safe this week.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
That speaks volumes.
Real quickly, I kind of want to call this out because it's really funny. Matthew Stafford.
Steve, you know we haven't played the intro.
We haven't?
No.
Well, we should do that.
That's what I was thinking.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
We got so into
it. At the four-minute mark, we get around to playing the intro.
Well, it happens sometimes. We just get into it. But anyways.
We're excited to talk to you guys.
Matthew Stafford, the Detroit Lions quarterback for the Lions, he kind of took a shot at Chris Carter this week via Twitter.
Okay, that's the best way to take a shot at Chris Carter because he hits back.
Basically, earlier in the season, Chris Carter was asked who he thought the best wide receivers in the league was. And he did not mention Calvin Johnson, wide receiver for the Detroit Lions. Yes, he did not mention Calvin Johnson.
What kind of analysis is that?
Well, Matthew Stafford took to Twitter and says, does anyone think that 8 touchdowns in 4 weeks will change Chris Carter's mind about an elite wide receiver? #Megatron.
Nice. I suspect that
did Chris Carter maybe just forgot?
Yeah, you don't leave Megatron off your list. The argument is Andre Johnson or Megatron, the top wide receiver in the NFL.
Yes,
period.
Yeah.
That's the discussion.
Well,
if you want to talk about catches, you can throw in
Andre
New England.
Johnson, I think he had Roddy White.
Not even in the same hemisphere.
Yeah.
As has been proven out this year, Steven.
Well, I kind of just like this. I like some, sometimes people say stupid stuff on Twitter and it gets them in trouble.
Yeah.
I like it when it's like this. It's playful. It was a playful tone.
Yeah.
He obviously wanted to have fun. So people learn, like Matthew Stafford, to use Twitter in a fun, creative
productive
way.
Edutainment, possibly.
Finally, Jeffrey, in NFL news, the Indianapolis Colts have a new quarterback. It's not Peyton Manning.
What?
Yes, it's Dan Orlovsky.
Joining the quarterback for the bald cat, bald white guy who's throwing Mike freaking Kafka.
Oh.
We now have Dan freaking Orlovsky, or as we call
him. Is he getting the nickname too?
He might as well, because anytime you do something completely moronic.
Yes.
And Orlovsky has truly defined moronic, where I resent the photo that you put up on the 5-Minute Football Fix, Steven.
Yes.
You did that photo. I would have found a different one.
Steven's looked very hard.
To find one where he wasn't that far out of bounds.
Yes. And the photo we played,
he's further
he
out
had
of bounds.
Just kind of gotten out
See?
Of bounds.
And Steven says, he was like 2 yards out of bounds. I said, he was like 15 yards out of bounds.
But we couldn't find
And then
that
I go and I watch that one, and Steven has him like 2 yards out of bounds. Why don't you put a little 2-yard marker in there and just see I'm right?
Because it wasn't Modern Family.
Seriously, Modern Family.
Oh,
glad it's
Jeffrey.
Back.
It
glad
is
they
back.
Haven't lost
Good
their
show.
Edge. Glad The Office is back and weirder than ever.
I know. Vic's saying that he has 100% chance that I'm playing this week. Not me. I was just this quote.
Yeah, I made fun of Steven when he read that headline. Vic says, I'm 100% chance. I said, really? You're not even on the roster. How
and
are you going to pull
Arian
that off?
Arian Foster, he says that his status for the rest of the season is okay.
That means he's really hurt, basically, because he's playing hurt, and if it's going to be the same.
He has not played. He didn't play last week.
I thought he got on the field
no,
for a second.
No, he didn't. He did.
Was he a scratch?
He came out early to try to warm up, and then he was like,
so
I'm
a
no-go.
Scratch.
Yes, no-go for Arian Foster.
Kenny Britt fans, loving that.
Anyways, Jeffrey, and we're throwing some love out to your love, Jimmy Graham.
Oh, I thought, you say my love. Here's the pictures that come to my mind. My wife.
Yes.
My daughter.
Yes.
My sister.
And then
Jimmy
Graham.
Is that a nice list?
And then
actually, it doesn't go anywhere.
Oh.
Maybe it goes to Farrah Fawcett next. God rest her soul. I mean, seriously.
Farrah for what? Are you sure she's married? Because you've been throwing a lot of people under the grave that haven't died
she's
recently.
She's dead.
Recently.
I was on vacation.
Okay.
I was at the north rim of the
All
Grand
right.
Canyon when she died.
Ouch. Yes.
I remember very well.
Just making sure. Cause
I remember
where
I was
you,
when I heard.
You killed off a big celebrity last week.
I killed
week
off and, Kirk Douglas, who's 94, recovering from a stroke. Maybe I live in an alternative universe where I'm just a few days ahead.
Okay. She did pass away in 2009.
You had to go look it
I
up.
Did.
I was at the north rim of the Grand Canyon sitting outside smoking a cigar when
sure.
I got the news because I had the internet for the first time in like days.
Well, I don't remember her passing, and I remember as a kid.
It's pretty sad, huh?
Having fun with her poster.
The red poster with the little tiny bit of nippleage that every teenage boy came to age through.
Yes.
Via.
Absolutely.
And that poster is the best. Anyway,
final week of 16 games until week 11, Jeffrey, so we got to get to it. Lots of games to pick. I think very hard week to pick.
Especially hard because Steven has to get him right.
Otherwise, I'm
going to jump on him like a hanging curveball.
That's right.
And knock him out of the park so I can become the smartest man alive
again.
Let
me play this for me real quick.
I am the smartest man alive!
Which means you get to pick this week. It's been a while since you've gotten to pick.
Since I've had to pick.
Yeah, since you've had to pick. Yeah,
see, the thing is, Steven.
Work it your way.
Work it my way that I'm the smartest man alive and generally you're playing from behind. Okay. I'll work that my way.
So it's now 2-1. You got weeks 1 and 2. I got week 3.
I feel like a tennis player who broke serve. You know, I won my serve. I broke your serve. And then, I lost serve to you.
Yeah.
That's fine. All I have to do is hold serve.
Yeah.
The ball's in my court.
For the
I'm serving.
For the rest of the season.
For the rest of the season, just hold serve.
I I'm pretty good. I'm pretty confident.
Steve, you get better as the playoffs approach, and that troubles me greatly. But I think this year, honestly, I think I've made a significant step because of the time that's been afforded to us by our gracious wives in endeavoring into full-time NFL
work.
I'm getting just really digging deep.
It's pretty amazing, and I guess I'm starting to feel how some media guys feel because I'm always watching film.
Oh, yeah.
I get all the games after they're done.
And I watch them again.
And I'm watching them, and Trisha's like, didn't you just see that?
Now I'm watching it differently. Yeah, and I'm doing what Pat Kerwin says. I'm taking my eye off the ball.
Yes, I am. I'm trying to find out what's going on.
I'm looking at packages and formations and assignments and coverages.
Well, then let's head to Cincinnati.
Cincinnati Bengals. Now, this team sucks a lot.
The Bengals host the Buffalo Bills this week. Jeffrey, CBS, 10 a.m. early game. I've got a question for you.
Yeah, babe.
I'm supposed to ask you if you're going to be getting a tattoo of the Buffalo Bills logo. You have to decide whether it's the new Bills logo or the old Bills logo on your buttocks. Because you said if they beat the New England Patriots, you'd get the logo. Well, I don't have the audio right now.
There we go. Okay.
So I have to prove right now this minute. I'll go back and listen tonight.
No, I kind of need proof now. if you can prove it in the next 15 minutes, I will I'll stop recording and I will go find the artist. There's one around the corner from the cave, if I'm not mistaken.
If you're giving me 15 minutes, if we're going to pause for 15 minutes, I'll find it just like that.
No, the 15 minutes actually started 11 and a half minutes ago when the show started.
So I got four.
Still 15 minutes.
I got three minutes.
10 seconds.
Really?
10 seconds.
All right, you going to pause it? No, I didn't think so.
No, of course not. We got a show to do.
The Buffalo Bills, look, I'm going to take Buffalo this week. I think I'm
shocked that they are 3-point favorites in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
You have one of the worst teams in football hosting one of the hottest teams in NFL history.
Do you think that maybe that's that's like a warning? Warning.
Warning, warning, warning.
Warning, danger, Will Robinson kind of a thing?
What is?
This line is so low.
This line is ridiculous.
Because the Cincinnati Bengals are freaking bad.
They're horrible.
Maybe the emotion of the victory over the New England Patriots, there's a little letdown.
That would be insane.
They play kind of down to the Cincinnati Bengals, and the next thing you know, bow, the Bengals get them. Because, Jeffrey, if the Cincinnati Bengals were to beat the Buffalo Bills,
I'd get a tattoo of both of them on my butt.
So you'll get a Bengals tattoo now?
They're going to go head-to-head.
Once again, the new Bengal or the old Bengal?
What do the new logos look like?
The new one is the Bengal, but previously it was the words Bengals.
Oh, no, I want an animal.
You want the animal?
Yeah.
So you're gonna get the blue flying bill with the red line
being eaten by the orange Bengal.
Yes. All right. Okay, that I have time stamped at 13:24. I like it.
There you go. I've got the Bengals as well. I mean the Bills as well.
I was like, what?
No.
You got the Bengals, make that the challenge game.
I do not understand this for the life of me why people look. Chan Gailey has been coaching this game for, 150 years?
Something like that.
Yeah, and he's got a really smart team, captained by Ryan Fitzpatrick.
They are smart.
And they're so good.
Fred Jackson has taken a personal vendetta to become the best runner he can be this season.
Wow.
He doesn't want to get C.J. Spiller on the field.
Well, don't worry. C.J. Spiller might as well hang him up, dude, because Fred Taylor ain't letting you back.
Fred Jackson.
See, I've already forgotten his name, Steven.
I think a lot of people forget.
David Thomas? Does anybody know who he is? If you don't, you're dumb.
David Nelson, you mean?
You're dumb.
Nelson?
Who's the tight end?
Scott Chandler.
Scott Chandler, that's who I was thinking of.
Yes.
So I'm dumb.
Well, there's a bunch there. I mean, and David Nelson is the wide receiver who is second to Stevie Johnson.
Both of those guys,
Steve Johnson and Nelson, both have 20 catches this season.
And this defense creating points off of turnovers is really sick.
Well, you know, they get four INTs off of Tom Brady.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Here's the thing.
That was just weird.
130 yards better offensively yards per game that the Bills have over Cincinnati. They throw about 75 yards more per game than Cincinnati. They rush about 70 yards more per game than Cincinnati. How in the world are the Bengals only three point?
Because they lead in a very important category. Penalty yards. I don't know. It's inexplicable.
This
to me.
Might be. I'm tagging it right now. It might be one of our dumbest wager lines of the week.
That's
might
a good
be.
One, Steven.
But we'll just keep it in there. We're not divulging.
But this is a good candidate for the lock of the week.
All right, we're
Carolina
moving on.
At Chicago.
Yes, the Chicago Bears.
Bite me.
Jay Cutler, Carolina Panthers get
throw the damn ball.
Yes.
I said to somebody on the forum, somebody was saying, you know, Jeff, they saw my power rankings, they kind of liked them, and they said, I think you're right about Jay Cutler, because I made a comment about Jay Cutler not getting rid of the ball quickly enough, and that being responsible for a lot of the sacks he takes, the unnecessary abuse he takes. And I said it reminded me very much of Aaron Rodgers, or he said it reminded him of Aaron Rodgers. And I thought of that game where we were in Wisconsin, and we were in the East End zone, and Aaron, it seemed like every drive was coming at us in that end zone.
Yeah.
And if you remember, I was screaming my brains out much of the day, Aaron Jennings is open. I'm screaming as loudly as I can because you're right on top of the field there in Green Bay. And seriously, I feel that way with Jay Cutler. It's like, dude, can't you see that he's open? And
no
you
trust.
Wait that little extra, or I want to go to the deep guy and I want to set up the deep route. I'm not going to take the underneath route. It's like, get rid of the damn ball.
His wide receiver is Roy E.
freaking Williams.
No trust. You got no trust.
Why would you trust someone who's untrustworthy?
So you can't yell at him to throw the ball.
He's got Devin Hester. He's got other guys.
Yeah, he needs to make sure before he throws to Williams that, one, he's open, and two, it's going to hit him right in the hand.
Well, even if it's that's not even in the hand,
yeah,
Steven,
that's true.
Make sure he's got new gloves on. Because when he hit him in the hands, he still drops it.
If the ball is a foot or two away from Williams, he won't even make an attempt.
He gives up. And if someone intercepts it, he will actually pave the way for them. He'll, like, lay down. Will you step on me when you run by? Because I'm not going to interfere with you.
The Carolina Panthers finally get their first win last week. But I think that's the win that they will have to enjoy this season.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The Bears, the one thing they're really good at is defense.
Yeah.
And Carolina's going to be chucking it around the yard. This is I would like to know what the weather's going to be like here. So I'm going to go look at that, Steve.
Well, it's in Chicago.
So yes. Anything's possible. Hell's bells, son. It could be snowing. We don't know.
Well, I suspect Cam Newton will have a little harder time throwing the ball. But he can run. And he already has almost 100 yards rushing this season, Jeff. Did you know he's got 98 yards rushing this season?
He actually led the team at one point. I mean, seriously.
No, he still leads the team.
That's my point. Thank you for making
it. He is the leader in rush yards there. D'Angelo
Williams. It's supposed to be a nice day there in Chicago.
D'Angelo Williams has all but disappeared for the Carolina Panthers. They're going to have to rely on Cam Newton again. I think that's bad. I think Urlacher and that Bears defense get at him. I expect Forte. He races that pianissimo performance he had against the Packers last week. He goes back to being Forte. I like the Bears in this one.
Okay, I like the Bears as well, very much. However, I think this game's going to be a little closer than the 6.5 points that Vegas is laying here. I might actually, this might be one where I take the Panthers and the points. 6.5 is a lot.
You might be on your own there.
Okay.
On that
you
one.
You got I'm the not, Bears rolling it a little
I,
bit.
I do. Okay. I don't think the Panthers will be able to move as efficiently. Look, the Packers last week, even though they won the game by 10 points, there were times where they got bogged down by that Bears defense.
The Packers did not look sharp, okay?
Yeah.
They did not look sharp last week.
But did they
dominated.
When you say the Packers did not look sharp, you're making it kind of sound that the Bears defense had nothing to do with that.
No, I'm saying it's probably the Bears defense that had them off their game a little bit.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah, we love the Bears.
The Tennessee Titans travel to Cleveland to face the Browns. Another morning game on CBS. Cleveland's favored by only 1.5, coming after their 1-point victory over the Miami Dolphins. This is interesting because the Tennessee Titans on the road have not been bad.
And they're not a bad team.
But
they lost Kenny Britt.
They did lose. That's dude was having a great year.
It's like I just reminded him that it was his mom's birthday. He's like,
I gotta go buy something from him. I'm kind of sad now. Kenny Britt.
He was on pace for my wide
receiver.
I had him in two places.
Kind of
you say you have a wide receiver in fantasy football. You have 20 teams. How does that work out that you have a wide receiver? Like all 20 teams, you had Kenny Britt?
And close to that many.
That is the danger of drafting the way Steven does, which is I generally get the same team no matter what.
I have
100 – because I have 10 teams,
yes.
I probably have 160 players.
Yeah, you
– when
so each team, you get 16 players.
When Tony Romo went down, I had to fix it one place.
Right.
When Jamal Charles went down, I had to fix it one place.
Yeah.
I don't ever – because generally I'm drafting to a situation and I'm trying to build a team based on who's on the board, and it's a totally
that's
different –
very interesting.
I'm having a good season generally. There's one team that's in the crapper, but most of them are doing pretty well.
Well, I have no 0-3 teams. That's good.
Yeah, I have one of those. I'm in 12th despite being 0-3.
I have a couple 1-2 teams, but the majority of my teams are either 3-0 or 2-1.
That's outstanding.
So it's pretty good. It's a pretty good season so far. But, yeah, I kind of like to keep my team. It makes it manageable when you have that many teams.
It's not manageable the way I do it. Trust me.
It's pretty crazy. But anyway, still, that's definitely going to hurt. What's, I think, hurting this football team more is the fact that if you read my Good, the Bad, the Ugly for week 3.
You have a chance because you finished it this morning, then we started
working.
That's
right, then we started working. But Chris Johnson, Jeffrey, has disappeared. The Tennessee Titans have put an APB out
seriously,
on Chris Johnson.
Seriously.
They are trying
to find him. If they could find him, that would be amazing. If we could go back to the old days where Chris Johnson could run the ball, this Tennessee team could not be beaten, if you ask me.
Yeah.
If they had a legit top-tier running game to go along with what Matt Hasselbeck is doing, forget about it.
Big Dog is averaging 2.1 yards.
I thought it was 2.5.
2.1 yards per carry. 98 yards on 46 carries is what he dude has right now.
He gets this.
I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked in my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of
shaving cream.
Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen.
Peyton Hillis comes back from fighting his strep throat. So I expect the Cleveland Browns will get the better of the Tennessee
Titans.
That's
a strand of strep throat I don't want. He was dizzy and nauseous and all sorts of things. You keep that out there in the Midwest, please. Don't send that out here.
Well, do you know there's like some stuff like in cantaloupe right now that's killing people?
I saw the Seinfeld last night where Kramer was making everyone try his cantaloupe because it was so good. But no, I didn't know anything about salmonella coming out of cantaloupe or
not
what?
Not salmonella. I forgot the name of it, but it's like, no. You're horrible.
You get AIDS from cantaloupe?
No, I forgot what it is, but it's some sort of thing that's killed 16 people already.
I love cantaloupe.
I'm not eating it.
I love cantaloupe.
You should stop eating it for a little while anyways, until they figure out what's going on
with
it.
But it's my favorite melon. Well, my second favorite melons.
Okay.
But Bob.
So who do you like in this game? I'm taking Cleveland.
I'm taking Cleveland, too, just because
Whoa!
Steven says I should.
So you're finally listening to me?
I'm going to pay close attention to them one of these days.
Yeah.
And see what they do, because I live with Steven's nephew, okay?
Yes.
He's unfortunately my son, and I love this
Steven's
kid.
Steven's nephew.
But he is Steven's nephew.
I would hope that my nephew is your son.
However, he is your nephew because he loves him, Colt McCoy.
Yeah.
Why?
Colt McCoy is pretty good.
Why?
Dude's thrown 5 touchdown passes already this year. Oh, why does he love Colt McCoy?
Yes.
Because he goes to Texas?
He went to the University of Texas. Yes.
Yes.
My son has never stepped foot in the state of Texas.
Yeah.
But he's a Texas homer.
Did he tell you that he may want to go play ball there at UT?
If you could get him to consider going anywhere but the West Coast for college, I will give you $100.
Okay.
Because this kid's mind is as closed as
West Coast. That's it.
That's it.
Maybe he loves the
Seattle.
Family.
No, he doesn't want to live near us.
Oh, he doesn't?
He doesn't want to go to San Diego. He doesn't want to go to UCSB. He doesn't even want to go to Cal Poly, San Luis Obispo. He's talking Seattle.
Uh-huh.
He's talking Oregon.
Yes.
He's not even talking about anywhere down here.
So it's just West Coast.
He just wants way better weather.
Way better weather.
He doesn't like the heat here.
Seattle?
He thinks he loves rain. I tell him it's because you've never experienced it.
Yeah, not on a daily basis.
10 days in a row, you're ready to blow your brains out. You know why the suicide rate's so high in Seattle? It's not because all the emos moved there, people. It's the weather. Dang.
Seriously.
Those who wanted an old-fashioned rants and rave show, you're getting a little bit of one today.
Tell him the
I felt badly about those people who have been emailing us.
Yeah.
I'm like, I wish we had an hour just to do a rants and rave show.
Yes. Well, this is a rants and rave show. This is NFL rants and raves.
It's not NFL rants and raves. It's just not, life rants and raves.
Yeah, it's not. It's 10 hours.
If you
we
could
can't
just
do
get the kid
shows.
To agree that he might want to play ball.
So he doesn't want to play ball anymore.
He thinks it's going to take too much time, and he's not going to have time to cruise chicks. You know?
Wait a minute. Does he realize that once he's a ball player, he doesn't have to cruise chicks? Chicks come to him.
No, he doesn't realize that.
Oh, okay,
at all.
I need to have a little.
Because
topic.
Right now, when he plays baseball, yeah, a couple of his friends come, but generally the girls don't turn out for the games.
Well, because it's high school.
It's high school, exactly.
Different
he doesn't know
in
that.
College.
He doesn't know that.
All right, yeah.
I haven't let him see that part of Bull Durham. Susan Sarandon.
All right,
hello.
We both have the Browns moving to Dallas, where the Dallas Cowboys get the big game. This game will be shown to all our UK friends on Sky Sports.
Good
the
call.
Cowboys hosting the Detroit Lions. Do they get a roar?
Oh, you kidding me? The Detroit Lions? They'd get a roar if I could find.
I suspect
roar.
we're gonna differ on this game,
oh,
Jeffrey,
yeah.
Just a little bit. Three and trois at 2-1.
I just wanted to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
At 2-1, Dallas. This game's on Fox. The Cowboys are favored by a point. How in the world are the Cowboys favored by a point and a half?
They're America's team, or as I like to call them, the team formerly known as America's team. They tend to get more wagering money.
They're at home.
Yeah. Coming off Monday Night Football
and so
short week.
So people are betting on them.
Yep. So they're trying to encourage people to bet on a team
Lions.
That they're not accustomed to betting on.
Yeah,
that explains it.
I'm sorry, I'm not taking the Lions.
See, you are the problem,
I'm
Steven.
I'm not taking the Lions. I'm not putting money on the Lions. I'm not doing it.
And you're not taking the Lions if it's only a point.
I might be taking the Lions, but I'm not taking the Lions. I'm not.
Minus one.
No.
You're not starting off Cowboys minus one?
I don't know. Who do you love? I'm going to let you pick first. Who do you like in this game?
I have great consternation.
Yes.
About this game, Steven.
Yeah, hold on. I got to find my Emma role because I need to see where you're going with this.
Well, it should be a no-brainer. And what's fascinating to me, and I will keep this really short, I make all my picks on Tuesday night, and then the last thing I do is I write up the outline for the games we're going to talk about, and I put in the game times, what channels they are, and I put up the spread. And then I check the spread right before we do the show now to make sure it's the most current. And I was shocked that I had only picked maybe two upsets this week.
Uh-huh.
I have the Dallas Cowboys.
Wow.
And see, the thing is, to me, this Detroit Lions team has had so much hype. So much attention. They are so young. And I think they're feeling a little bit of a swag. And, Steven, what struck me, Dallas is coming off a short week, yes, and they are banged up as hell. However, when we were in the Super Bowl last year at Media Day, the players, as they came into that building, watching the looks on their faces, as they didn't come into that building, they came into what several players refer to as that cathedral.
It is
and if you've,
known as the
and if you've never
of
been to a European religious cathedral, you can't begin to understand what I'm talking about. It is something that truly takes your breath away. And whether you're a religious person or a secular person, don't matter.
Right.
You come into something that is a true work of art, and it takes your breath away.
It is a beautiful place.
And I suspect that for this young team, they're not going to be ready for the defense that the Dallas Cowboys is going to throw at them. And they have a quarterback themselves that isn't made out of steel. He's kind of made out of paper towels, you know. And so, and these injured guys have had a week to work out with their injuries and to figure out how to play through them. I think Dallas comes out on top here, barely.
Yeah, it's funny that you talk about the Cowboys' injuries. I actually think the Cowboys' defense improved significantly this past week with Terrence Newman back on the football field.
Yes.
And something that I think you did not see from the Cowboys as much against the Redskins, which you're going to see a whole heck of a lot against the Lions, is Rob Ryan's blitz in defense.
You did not want to blitz Rex Grossman because evidence shows that Rex Grossman, his quarterback rating goes through the roof when he's blitzed.
Right.
He gets 10.2 yards per carry when you blitz him.
Yeah.
And so whatever reason that is, just don't do it.
Right.
Drop back, play a drop coverage where you fake blitz, you drop back into coverage.
Let him throw the coverage.
And let him throw. He doesn't throw very accurately. He doesn't throw real tightly all the time. Sometimes he floats him and hangs him, and you intercept him. And that's how you play Rex Grossman. Well, and Matt Stafford, you blitz the hell out of him.
I'm a little concerned because I did read that they think Terrence Newman suffered a concussion in the game against the Redskins.
Oh, didn't know that.
And he, you know, he obviously has
Is
to
that
pass
why he didn't
all
play
of his
in
tests.
So many of
the,
those
the
sets?
Final two series, he was not.
Yeah.
Well, here's
came
what's
in
a little
like
confused.
On a third down, right. He came in.
Yeah. So we don't know if it's a full concussion because obviously right. They don't want to get in trouble because you're not supposed to let a player get back out
right.
in the field if he suffers a concussion. So I'm going to monitor that a little bit. I have the Dallas Cowboys right now. If Newman doesn't play, I'm flopping to the Detroit Lions.
That I almost wish Newman wouldn't play just because I've never seen Steven flop away from the Cowboys. And that would be a first. And
so,
we've been doing this an awful long time.
Be alert on Twitter and Facebook. We post official pick changes usually
that
Friday.
That is the new location for official pick changes. We don't even have to call each other anymore.
Yeah, look at usually Friday night, Saturday at some point. Official pick changes go up if there are any changes. But based on the availability of Newman, I might change the game. And based on the availability of Felix Jones, because if there's something going on with his shoulder again that prevents him from playing this game.
But whether it prevents him from playing
or not is something different. I just think that the Lions are coming off of, look, they gave so much of themselves to come back from that 20-0 deficit there. It's going to be very interesting. It's going to be a great game. I'm going to have it on all five TVs. All five. That's the only
game.
That's
why I won't be here.
I'm not even. What?
Minnesota 0-3 hosts the Kansas City Chiefs.
Wait a minute.
There's other good football. Buffalo and Cincinnati.
I'll have one other game. But then all the other teams will have that one.
Carolina and Chicago I want to watch. Tennessee and Cleveland I want to watch.
All right.
And Minnesota at Kansas City
I
want to watch.
0-3
battle.
I'll have all of
those. Battle for the worst. Who's going to fall to 0-4? Steven.
The Kansas City Chiefs fall 0-4.
Yeah,
Chiefs
afraid
are just,
so.
The Chiefs
they're
are just bad,
awful.
Dog. The Minnesota Vikings, at least, look, they're scoring points. They're taking leads. Now, if they can only hold on to those leads at the end of the game, and I suspect this week they find out how to do that. They find out how to protect that lead. And you know what? This is how you do it, Jeff. There's a guy on your team. His name is Adrian Peterson. You just give him the football. Just give it to him again. And again. You know the first down? Give it to him. He runs 45 seconds off the clock. Second down? Run and give it to him again. You know what he does? He's going to run 45
seconds.
So
you're saying
on the clock.
That running actually has multiple positive outcomes.
You give it to him again.
It takes time off the clock.
He gets you a first down.
Incomplete passes take time off the clock.
No, they do not. No, they do not. They stop the clock.
Hey, Leslie, make sure you heard that. You got a girl's name, but you're a smart football guy.
I'll take the
you
Minnesota
know this.
Vikings. I'm gonna take the Minnesota
I've got the Vikings.
Vikings.
They get things figured out, and Kansas City they sucks. They're 1.5-point dogs at
Can
home.
Can you say that they – do they suck out loud? I love it when you say that.
They suck out loud. I think I actually wrote in my rankings, that they blow.
That they blow, yeah.
This team blows.
You know what? Last week they had a chance against San Diego, and when you can't complete a screen pass and instead you
how
throw
do you throw an interception
on
a screen play my goodness the idea with the screenplay, friends, is that you allow the defenders to get in your grill and you back up a couple steps and let them get even closer, then you dump it off to this wide open individual who then hopefully gets some blocking downfield from his linebackers and gets a big old gain.
Yes,
that's the screenplay. So if there's somebody around the guy, you don't throw it, or you throw it out of bounds.
Throw it out of bounds. Live the fight another down. anyways, we both have the Minnesota Vikings. The St. Louis Rams, and I'm a little shocked at this one when I tell you right now what the line is, Jeffrey. St. Louis Rams hosting the Washington Redskins in the other morning game on Fox.
Well, the line I gave you is outdated. Did you see the new one?
Well, I have St. Louis -1.
It's a pick now.
It's a pick 'em.
Yeah.
Well,
it's just like 10 hours.
That's still pretty crazy. Somebody believes the St. Louis Rams are good enough to be favored over the favored over anybody, much less the Washington Redskins, but favored over anybody.
I have them beating the Washington Redskins.
Oh, my goodness.
This will never be the challenge game.
It may be.
It will not be a default challenge game.
It might be the
only
game.
I'll change my pick before I let this be a default challenge game. But look, the St. Louis Rams, my preseason NFC West favorite.
I know that they're
are going to show us something.
Look at the helmets, buddy.
I know. It's right behind me. They couldn't be further from me. They're in last freaking place.
Well, you know what? Now make fun of me because look at where my preseason favorite was.
The Arizona Cardinals. they just
we're bringing up the rear, baby.
They couldn't beat Seattle in Seattle. And you said that because the 12th man,
Steven and Jeff, bringing up the rear. I suspect they might.
I also said that nobody in this division will be 500. So it really doesn't matter where.
That's true.
It's the end of the season.
It's the end of the season that matters in that division.
And so
it's looking quite likely that 6-10 can win that division. By the way,
I know that, and that's truly going
to
set
what's going to happen to the NFL.
Trust me. 280 Park is going to go crazy.
True. They're not 280 Park anymore. They've moved.
Find their new address then, so I know what to say. Washington is reeling a little bit from that. It was truly a smash mouth slugfest, and they really should have come out on the right side of that in Dallas on Monday night. And now they remain on the road, and they go to St. Louis, and you can't get as up for the St. Louis Rams as you can for the Dallas Cowboys. You can't.
Yeah.
And so there's a letdown here. Washington at 2-1 falls to 2-2, and they're right on track to be 8-8, which is what I said they were, an 8-8 team. And I just think that St. Louis, they're starting to get healthier. Donnie Avery is still a week away. Now, Danny Amendola is still a week away, probably. But Steven Jackson is getting healthier, and a healthy Steven Jackson covers a multitude of sins.
Yeah, but he looked really bad last week in trying to get back on the football field. I just still feel bad for Bradford because he's got nobody to throw the ball to.
He doesn't.
They really needed to address that in the offseason, and they really didn't. I just think the Redskins, look, that defense is no joke. They're going to get after him. I suspect they have a better time running the football against the Rams than they did against the Cowboys. Look, the Cowboys, they're number two. Rush defense, okay? So the Redskins couldn't run against them. They will find some running room against the Rams, and that's why I like the Skins. Okay, Jeffrey, the Philadelphia – the Jacksonville Jaguars on Fox hosting the New Orleans Saints.
Nice.
The Saints are coming off a big win over the Houston Texans, in which, you know, they were down and they were down and they were down and they were down. Hey, we're winning. We're winning the game now. And they got down again. And, oh, no, we're going to win the game.
Saints,
they can score.
Saints are 7-point favorites on the road in Jacksonville, Florida.
See, now,
don't die.
That's how you know you're a bad football team. You're at home and you're a 7-point dog.
Okay, Steven, here's what's truly trippy is this became, because the line moved another half point, there's only four games. There's three games that are more than a touchdown.
Yes.
In the spread. Okay. 3 out of 16.
Packers probably one of them.
Packers are clearly one of them. And what's the Indianapolis, duh. That's a double digit.
How can
Tampa Bay? I think that's wrong. See that. Okay.
I don't. What's the other one that's over?
The next one, Philadelphia at San Francisco. Oh,
I thought that was
Philadelphia.
Off.
Okay. They just established a line on that 8.5 points. Now that it's clear that Mike Vick's fine and he's going to play.
So right now, Jacksonville dogs at home by 7.5. The New Orleans Saints, look, I've got the Saints really easy. That just shows you how bad the Jacksonville Jaguars are. They're giving up 7 points at home. At home, they're 7 points.
Well, it's not like it is a neutral field. There's nobody there.
Well, the neutral field is 10 points.
Where's the Jaguars button, Steven?
Right here.
Nice.
Yes, the Los Angeles Jaguars.
Soon to be Los Angeles Jaguars. Governor Jerry Brown yesterday signed a piece of legislation fast-tracking our stadium, and groundbreaking can be as soon as June.
Nice!
Yes.
Can I get a job?
Farmers Field. Sure, laying concrete, you know.
No, like a job like covering the whatever team moves here.
That's what Sam Farmer's teeing up, probably.
No.
He hasn't written a column in a few days. I think he's auditioning.
He's auditioning. No, but, like, I mean, there's going to be the team. Like, there will actually be a team that I could go and say, hey, look, let me work for you.
They'll let you run stats out to all the broadcasters. Stats runner.
Oh, man.
Okay, by the way, when Peyton Manning was working in the coach's box,
yes.
Did you happen to notice the paper he was holding?
I don't know. He was
Steven
holding
and
something.
I like to bring you inside as much as we can.
Yeah, what was he holding?
Stats.
Was he holding stats?
We know because they're all the same. It's like a template that
they use.
And these runners go around and distribute them to everybody, all the broadcasters, all the coaches.
Once the quarter is over, like literally like
within seconds.
Several minutes. Minutes.
Okay, but it's really fast.
Yeah, it is really fast. Literally within minutes from the quarter ending, you get a runner to bring you all the stats and all the play-by-play. Of everything that happened in that quarter.
But that's what Peyton was looking at. Yeah. You could see it through the paper. It was kind of backlit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he's looking at the stats. Yeah. And people are saying he's calling plays.
No, he's not calling plays.
I'm like, wow, that's a really bad broadcast. You're just making stuff up. You don't know this. Because I know what he's looking at because I've looked at this.
We've been known to make up stuff, too, from time to time.
Yeah, but never on television.
No, never on television. We're always telling the truth.
Always.
I've got the New Orleans Saints. I suspect you do,
too. I've got New Orleans, and I think they're going to play good.
Jacksonville's bad.
Jacksonville's crap.
You know, they let me down last week. I'm never taking them ever again. Never, ever again.
All right. There you go.
Yo, captains, you have the command, abandon ship. You guys know that? It's the time. It's the time, captains.
Abandon ship. Abandon ship.
Get
abandon
out.
Abandon ship.
Let the Jacksonville Jaguars out. Pick another team. We will let you. As a matter of fact, we'll give you a mulligan right now to pick any other team you want. All right, Cap?
All right. San Diego 49ers go to Philadelphia.
San Francisco 49ers, by
whatever
the way.
I said. San Francisco 49ers are in Youngstown, Ohio right now,
yes.
En route to Philadelphia.
How do you go through Youngstown, Ohio to get to Philadelphia?
Given the picture that James put up yesterday on the 49ers gold mine, I don't know how you leave Youngstown alive.
Yes.
It looked like it was Boardwalk Empire post-apocalypse, dude.
It was pretty bad.
It's like a scary place. And if you're from there, I'm sure it's nice.
I've got the Eagles.
You make a complete sentence.
All right. I've got the Eagles if Michael Vick plays. Now, I know he's already come out and said 100% I'm going to play. Blah, 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 blah. But Andy Reid has said if they're still swelling in his hand, he's not going on that game.
Swelling has gone down. That's why he's practicing.
No, but I just read that he practiced, but there's still significant swelling in his hand.
Oh, swell. So here's the thing. He's a left-handed quarterback, so it's his right hand that's injured. And if you take your left hand and put it low – with your palm facing up, take your right hand, put it near there with your palm facing down. You've got the position you're in taking a ball from center.
Yes.
If you're right-handed quarterback, you reverse it.
Yes.
Your dominant hand that you're going to throw with is the one that goes underneath. The one that gets most of the pressure from the ball being snapped into it is the bottom one. And it's his right hand that just has to secure
it. It's the top one.
No. The pressure, according to Rich Gannon this morning, I got this from former – well-traveled, mostly Raiders quarterback, Rich
Gannon.
Put your
hands in the position.
This is for a lefty.
Put your hand down. Put this one down. This one's up.
Yeah.
The ball's coming up. What's it going to hit?
I'm just telling you what Rich Gannon taught me.
I know.
Did you play pro football?
I did not play pro football, but I did play quarterback, and I know that Gannon is a quarterback, but Jeffrey, the ball comes and hits
Makes a lot of sense.
It doesn't hit your bottom hand.
Tell me what I learned from a quarterback.
It hits your top hand, and the reaction is, it hits your top hand, you immediately bring the bottom hand to grab the football.
I like it.
It's the top hand that gets the,
hit. Well, then it better be feeling good.
It better be feeling really good. The ball basically sandwiches your top hand to the butt
of
the center.
Or you can be out of the shotgun.
Well, then that – and you may see Vic in a lot of shotgun formation.
Did the guys in ads ever get hit in this process? I always want to know.
If they did, he's a really bad center, and you better get another
I just always want to know.
I don't think they get hit. No, it comes back far enough.
Okay, so it's the buttocks.
Yeah, it's the buttocks that's getting hit.
Okay.
Literally, always as a center, you're taught aim for your butt.
I've always wanted to know that. Thank you.
You aim for your butt.
So when his hands under there, are they anywhere close to the nads? These are things I just wondered about.
Well, I mean, You know, when you're playing football, you don't think about whether,
about the sixth thing on my mind.
Are my
Steven?
Hands getting next to his nads?
It'd be about the sixth thing on my mind. Okay, it would not be nowhere in my mind. Clearly, I could not play quarterback.
Honestly, say I never had that thought.
Well, that's why you're a stud quarterback and I am not. I play golf.
My hands near his nads.
I always wondered.
Oh gosh, that's funny stuff. We both have the Eagles, though, right?
Sure.
But if they send out Kafka,
with the caveat that Mike freaking Kafka is not the quarterback,
then I'm going to the Niners.
Definitely going to the Niners.
The Houston Texans in the final morning game host the Pittsburgh Steelers. This game's on CBS.
Talk about a game to watch more than the Dallas Detroit game. My goodness,
it's going to be
Steelers
pretty good.
At tight. It's going to be pretty.
It's going to be good. I'm going to have this on the secondary unit. Mm-hmm. How about that? Will you come over then?
Speaking of
we
size.
Haven't watched any football together all year. Oh, wait a minute. Except for the Niners game. But we were there live.
Yeah. And it was hot.
Yeah, it was hot.
Sweating.
Bullets. I want to take the Pittsburgh Steelers in this one. In a surprise here.
Houston, 4-point favorites at home against the Steelers.
You know what? As a matter of fact, they get one of this.
Seriously.
That was a quick-ass applause.
Well,
give me a
you have a fade when you touch it again.
Yes, I did. And I'll tell you why. Look, I like Houston, and I think, you know, they're my guarantee to go to the playoffs and win their division.
Okay.
But that win last week against the Indianapolis Colts, against the Indianapolis Colts, they know they got one. We snuck one out of there. And,
sure did.
And you know what? In this league, every once in a while, you got to sneak one out. You got to sneak one of those.
Sneak a win.
You got to sneak one or two to get into the playoffs. They got their one. They know, hey, we cannot play football against the Houston Texans like we did against the Indianapolis Colts. And if you look at the Pittsburgh Steelers, week one, dismantled by Baltimore. Week two, they looked like an entirely different football team.
Yeah, but it was against a wussy team.
It wasn't that wussy of a team. No, you're going to make me go look at their stuff.
Pretty much what I do. Houston has taken a major turn in the development of this franchise.
It was a wussy team. Okay.
Thank you. Who was it?
Seattle.
That's what I want to say.
They beat them 24-0.
How did they get zero? It's a miracle.
Because
it should have been negative.
They start with zero. They can't.
Nowhere to go.
They sneaked a win at Indianapolis this week. All of this, you know, they've been hearing now for 3 weeks from Warren Sapp, and other people have joined that bandwagon now. Guy from NFL Network last night with Warren Sapp,
Mike Mayock.
No, it was. It was not Mike Mayock, but I know why he said that.
Yes.
Siciliano.
Andrew Siciliano?
With the ears.
I respect him as much as I respect Dumbo.
And then there was another guy doing fantasy with a girl on NFL Network.
Lindsay Soto?
No, it was not Lindsay
Hi,
Soto.
Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay.
The Angel season's over. You should have some more time on your hands. Just saying.
Three other people and a quarterback, and I think it was Dilfer, all jumping on the same bandwagon that the Steelers are old. Houston Texans need to protect Matt Schaub, or they're not going anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know that. So I think the Pittsburgh Steelers get after it. They know that they have not been playing sharp football. They need to, one, find their running game, and they need to find it in a hurry.
Kenny Britt will be fine. You're talking about Steelers.
Steelers.
Okay.
Yeah, Mendenhall.
Houston looks great.
No, I'm talking about, ouch.
Don't do that.
I'm talking about the Steelers running game. No, the Houston, Ben Tate is doing a good job.
He's a beast.
I might just play Ben Tate over Aaron Foster the whole rest of the season, but that's just me, and I'm not coaching Houston.
We didn't even talk about in the news that they traded Steve Slayton.
Yes,
1,200-yard rusher a couple of years ago.
They released him so that they could re-sign Ben Agumanaya.
Manure, yes. So, Pittsburgh, Steve.
Who do you have?
I got Houston.
So, Jeffrey is taking Houston there.
Like
I figured
Texans
you would roll with the Houston Texans. I think the Steelers sneak another one, and then Houston turns it around. They'll be fine.
So, what other game do we differ on, love?
So far, it's Washington at St. Louis, Pittsburgh at Houston.
Got it.
All right, get to the afternoon games. The Seattle Seahawks hosting the Atlanta Falcons. Now, although the 12th man was good enough to help them beat the Arizona Cardinals last week.
This is the Atlanta Falcons.
This is a different Angry Bird.
Very different Angry Bird.
As a matter of fact, based on how they played last week against Tampa Bay.
Atlanta.
Atlanta. They're going to come in and be that – what's the big giant blackbird?
The mighty eagle.
Okay, that's what they're going to be.
They come screaming in and just smashes.
It's not the big giant turkey, the big blackwood. It's not the giant turkey?
There's the bomb. There's the little bomb bird.
That explodes. No,
the black one.
They could be that one too. But no, they're the big one. It looks like a bullet.
A missile.
Is it a missile or – I don't know.
The Mighty Eagle.
That's what the Atlanta Falcons are coming in. It's called the Mighty Eagle?
Yes.
You are the Angry Birds champion.
How would anyone ever question my Angry Birds expertise?
I know, you are.
Do you realize, Steven, I am now 3,500th out of 2 million people.
3,500. 100. So 3,500.
Out of 2 million players.
Out of 2 million. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
But you need to talk to me once you get into, like, the top 100.
You can't. I mean, seriously.
What do you mean you
because
can't?
The developers are probably the top 1,000.
All right.
So forget
you
it.
You can get them. Come on.
It's
a new
try.
Challenge.
I'm going to try.
It's a challenge. So anyways, I suspect Atlanta comes in. They're the mighty, what was it again?
The mighty eagle.
Angry birds, whatever. The mighty eagle comes in, and they smack the little, what's Seattle now? They're the little bluebird that turns into three. They're little tiny. They really can't do anything.
They do a lot, dude, against glass.
Against glass. Yeah. They're not playing glass this week.
No, they're not. But they're in the Emerald City.
Yeah.
A fake emerald would be made
so,
of glass.
So there you go. So I think we need to come up with Angry Birds for all the teams that are birds. And I think Seattle needs to be the little bluebird.
There's only six birds.
Well, there's only six teams that are birds. In the NFL.
Oh, I see.
You see
a
what I'm saying?
Sign and a bird for each bird team.
Yes.
I see.
So can Seattle be the little blue one that separates into three?
Sure, Steven. I've got the Falcons here where they are 4.5-point favorites the Emerald City. 1 o'clock game on Fox.
I'm trying to bring you one of your other passions
into it, but I'm noticing the
passion.
Clock here, and I want to give equal time to
we
all
do.
These
okay.
great games.
The New York Giants travel to Arizona to face the Arizona Cardinals.
Yes.
Who do you got, Jeffrey?
I got the Cardinals at home. The Giants
differing on another game.
This
here.
Is not going to be the challenge game, I guarantee, because the Giants really impressed me last week.
Yes.
The way that they started stepping it up. But I think it was an aberration, frankly. I think they're so banged up.
I think with the Giants last week, what you saw part of it was they were a little upset at how they lost last season to the Philadelphia Eagles with kicking to DeSean Jackson at the end, blah, blah, blah. So I think there was a little bit of that, and there was a little bit of the smack talk that the Eagles did that the Giants didn't appreciate. But it's the Arizona Cardinals, dog, and if you can't score more than 10 points against Seattle, I have no idea how you're going to score more than 10 points against the New York Giants.
Well, Dork, the Giants are favored there in Arizona by 2 points. This is one of my dogs. And so you're on the winning side of the line on this one.
I like it.
I think Arizona, again, the reason I took them to win in Seattle is because I don't think they're that bad a team.
They're not that bad at all. I am on with you, and I think they still find a way.
I think this is a really even matchup, frankly.
I think
Giants on the road is an even matchup with Arizona at home.
I think that Arizona still finds a way to come back and win this division, but it's not going to happen this week against the Giants. All right, the Green Bay Packers hosting the Denver Broncos. 13
we won't waste any more time on this than we need to. I've got the Packers.
Say something nice.
They're
like,
12.5 now. The money did roll Denver's way overnight, Steven.
Wow.
They're now 12.5-point favorites instead of 13.
Really? So it's come down. Yes.
Yeah. And it's a 1:15 start on CBS.
Late
there, I said
game.
Something nice.
There you did. How about Denver? What are they? We're going to see a Tim Tebow sighting?
No.
No.
They've got a good quarterback.
Will Denver score points?
Yes.
A lot of points?
Nope.
So stay away from the 47 points.
I don't know. Green Bay could score 47. And it's down to 46 now. But,
I've got the Packers, too. I like the Packers in this one. Look, the Denver Broncos and Denver Bronco fans, you're just going to have to live with the fact
that they're going to score 17, and Green Bay's going to score 30.
Five.
35?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
New England travels across the country to the West Coast fresh off their beatdown. Well, it wasn't really a beatdown, but a loss.
It was a shootout.
The shootout at the hands of the Buffalo Bills. The Oakland Raiders stunning the New York Jets. They host another AFC East opponent.
I really wanted to make sure we had a chance to talk about this game, Steve.
Are we taking this, the Oakland Raiders?
No, we're not, probably. Okay. I'm not.
I was hoping you were, because I wanted
look,
to.
Look, it could happen.
Yeah.
Because I heard this great story from Hugh Jackson today on SiriusXM.
Hugh Jackson is mean.
He's not mean.
He is.
He's intense.
You ask him a question and he barks at barks
he
out an answer.
He didn't bark at anybody on SiriusXM this morning.
It sounded.
Anyways, Pat, the guy who talks like that, who had him on. Coach, what can we expect from you?
I don't remember that guy's name. But anyways, he was interviewing him this morning, and he talked about last week's game where they beat the Jets. And he had spent the night at the team hotel, which is standard customary practice for all teams. But he usually drives home, gets the gear that he's going to wear for the game, brings it to the stadium. Well, when he was almost driving home, he realized traffic was backed up past his house, and he would never make it back to the stadium in time for the game.
Right.
And what he saw on the freeway was a literal parking lot, and people were outside their vehicles throwing footballs around.
That's how slowly traffic was moving?
Yes. The people were outside their vehicles throwing footballs around. Then he says, so he calls his assistant and says, I'm going straight to the stadium. Please come by my house and pick up the stuff that I need for the game. So says, no problem. He got there and he says that the black hole has never been louder.
Yeah.
And this is the best team they've had in 7 or 8 years since their Super Bowl
run. And they should
run.
Be happy.
And they're thrilled. And they're rabid. And they're excited. And they're crazed. And now, last week they got the Jets. This week they get the Patriots. This is going to be as hostile an environment as Tom Brady has probably ever seen.
Yeah, he's still going to pick apart that secondary, though.
That's my fear. Because he turned the ball over four times, and he's pissed off. And there's nobody you want to face more than a Bill Belichick, Tom Brady team coming off an embarrassing loss.
They're pissed off. And I don't know if if it happened,
fantastic.
But I think didn't they go like for like a huge streak where they didn't lose back to back games in like a skajillion years?
Yeah.
So
they just don't lose back to back.
Yeah, the Raiders are pretty. It's pretty.
The
unfortunate.
The Raiders are really good.
Yeah, but it's unfortunate that they're getting the Patriots at this time.
Yeah. Later in the year, I think they could take them.
New England 4.5-point favorites on the road. That's pretty good. But I just think that they will outscore Oakland. They'll just.
I actually suspect that this is a line that I would take New England and give the points on this one.
All right,
Miami at San Diego. Miami
San Diego
Super.
What's not quite as super, but it's still pretty good.
Really good. San Diego, really good Chargers.
Doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Neato Chargers.
Neato. They're neato. Look, man, you gotta win. I want the Chargers to start.
Kick the living crap out of somebody.
Go for the jugular, man.
Yes.
They had the chance to just put away Kansas City and smack them and smack them and smack them. And they
bury somebody. Don't play down to their level. Bury them.
Chiefs came back into the game, and had it not been for that boneheaded INT on a screen pass, the Chiefs maybe go down and tie the game.
Steven and I are on the record, Philip and friends, telling you, you are to beat the living crap out of Miami.
Absolutely.
Beat them into the resignation of Tony Sparano.
Jugular. Jugular.
You have not succeeded unless Sparano gets fired after this game. Okay?
We both got the Chargers.
We sure do. Yeah. New York Jets at Baltimore Ravens. 2-1.
Sunday
2-1.
Sunday Night Football in America.
They should have us do that song because we do it so well. The Jets at Ravens. Look, the Jets are reeling a little bit. Joe Willie Broadway Namath called them out and said that they're a little full of themselves because they look in the mirror too much and they hear all the positive press about them and they've bought into it and it's made them weak. And I don't think that's the case at all. I've got Baltimore here because I think Baltimore is really hot right now.
I think
Jets,
Baltimore
I think they're a better team, frankly.
A good football team. I'm not sure. I'm not sure of that.
Yeah.
I like the Jets.
Uh-oh.
I like the Jets in this one.
Everybody repeat after me. Uh-oh.
I think this is a payback game.
I think it's called the challenge game. Uh-oh. Mark Sanchez plays better in prime time.
It's prime time. Oh. It's a challenge game. Remember last year, Monday Night Football,
we
to
were
open
there.
The stadium in New York.
I remember.
10-9 Baltimore.
I remember. Baltimore's so much better than they were back then.
I'm not sure. And I
know
suspect
they are.
That the Jets... Look, the one thing that the Baltimore Ravens have going for them...
I am the author of power rankings, Steven!
I know, and you have the Jets above the Ravens.
For this week.
Okay, for this week. But you have the Jets above the Ravens. And yet
barely.
You're taking,
and the Ravens are on the road, are at home. So
okay. All right.
You know how that goes. Yeah. That factors.
I'm taking the Jets. I think that the one thing that the Baltimore Ravens have is a good run game. And because the Raiders... dominated the Jets so thoroughly in the run game last week. The Jets correct that problem this week. Ray Rice is going to have a hard time finding running room. I'm taking the Jets.
Okay, I'm flopping to the Jets, and here's why.
Okay.
I was supposed to catch you off guard there.
You were.
The Jets do play better in prime time. Baltimore doesn't have – they don't have as much to fear as the Jets.
Yeah.
Scared teams play better. And they know because of Buffalo. If it weren't for Buffalo, I would take the Ravens.
Yeah.
But Buffalo, they've got to get past New England and Buffalo this year.
Yeah.
They cannot afford, Steven, to be 2-2.
No, no.
Because there is no guarantee of you being a playoff team because of the freaking Buffalo Bills.
That's true.
So that is why I'm flopping on this one, Steven, alone, where the Baltimore Ravens are favored by 3.5 at home.
All right.
Gets us to the finish line here.
The finish line is the final game, Monday Night Football on ESPN. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers host the Indianapolis Colts. Jeffrey, what I'm hearing, they're having a hard time, trouble selling out this game.
They
and
are.
Monday
it's
Night Football
out.
Might be blacked out for the first time
since
in like a skajillion years. Yeah.
Seriously, Tampa, Western Florida, get off your boat.
Well, I
support
suspect,
this team.
I suspect
you're distracted because of the Rays right now making the wild card. Which will be determined tonight.
Yes.
Oh. So
will
what? It's baseball.
It may not be determined tonight.
Who cares about baseball?
They
could be tied.
Win, they'll be tied and they play tomorrow.
It's baseball. Who cares?
Who cares? Jeffrey, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they played some pretty good football last week against the Atlanta Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
They got the win.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice for them. This is their third home game. They're 1-1. I suspect they go to 1-2 at home. I am taking the Indianapolis Colts to get their first victory.
What? Whoa. I wasn't even listening to you. I was looking at the clock.
Yes.
Thinking about what we have to do next. Kings of the pool.
Yes.
I was not listening to you.
Okay. I am taking the Indianapolis Colts to get their first victory here at the hands of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Challenge game has just been established.
And
that was easy.
I beg you to make it the challenge game.
No begging required. It's done. It's done.
Done. Okay, don't come crying to me.
Only
don't,
time I came crying to you is when that
listen.
Thing happened.
You didn't want to listen. You don't want to listen to anything I have to say.
I don't even
Fine.
Care.
You see, you don't.
They're 10
and this is what I'm going to get from Jeff. This is what I'm going to get from Jeff Tuesday morning. How'd you know? I'm like, you didn't listen. Go back and listen to the show. That's all the time we have. I'm Steve. Wait. Is that your official challenge game?
Duh.
That's the challenge game. India, Tampa Bay. I got the Colts. Jeff has Tampa Bay. I'm Steven Miranda.
Jeff Ellis.
For NFL Rants and Raves.